It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado voters could shatter turnout records by the end of today. More than 2.5 million people have already cast a ballot. Democrats and unaffiliated voters have cast more ballots than Republicans, and many are wondering whether they will vote in high numbers today. Josh Zigelbaum is the Adams County clerk and recorder.
If there is a heavier Republican turnout on Tuesday, the volume that should be balanced out by the number of Democrats who have voted early. So from an overall volume, it shouldn't impact us too much.
Zigelbaum said with so many votes already in, he'll be able to post a greater share of results from Adams County right after the polls close, and that's at 7 p.m. State officials are investigating two men, at least one of them armed, who showed up at a ballot drop box in Littleton Monday. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Arapahoe County Elections Director Peg Pearl says the two men were unmasked and one was openly carrying a weapon, and they were recording people dropping off ballots at the county's headquarters in Littleton on Monday. Littleton police responded. It's unclear whether charges have been filed or any crimes were committed, but the state attorney general's office confirmed they were working with law enforcement and investigating it as a potential voter intimidation violation. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Tighter coronavirus restrictions are coming Wednesday to El Paso County. One local microbiologist fears it won't be enough. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
El Paso County is moving to level 2 safer at home restrictions after a recent spike in COVID-19 hospitalizations. Phoebe Lostro is a molecular biology professor at Colorado College. She also wrote a textbook about virology. She points out the number of cases in the county justifies moving to an even higher level of restrictions. And she says the county is putting too much emphasis on personal responsibility when cases are soaring.
I'm not seeing a lot about what we should invest in terms of ventilation and other safety practices in public places.
Lostro would like to see a voluntary certification process for local businesses that follow coronavirus safety guidelines. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
CPR operates KRCC, which is owned by Colorado College. Colorado Springs and Metro Denver have highs today in the 70s and mostly sunny weather through the rest of the week. 60s in Grand Junction this afternoon, 50s in the mountains. This is CPR News.